You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns team shop. Maybe a Sammy Watkins jersey could make its way in there if my mock draft holds true. Visit the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. All right, so my mock, I just tweeted out my first six picks for the Browns. We'll also later on today have it posted in its entirety, the first round in its entirety, and then the Browns obviously going through that pick of Shane Skov, the inside linebacker, later today at clevelandbrowns.com. You guys are blowing up the phone lines talking about the quarterback and the mock draft reaction. Johnny, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, man? Thanks for having me on.
You got it. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. You know, every day above ground is a blessed day, man.
That's right.
You and me both.
No, that's right. So, yeah, so, man, you guys are talking draft, man, and, you know, I've been putting some thought into it, man, you know, because I'm pretty psyched about, you know, what they've done in free agency and, you know, the potential for what they can do in the draft. You know, even if, you know, like you guys were talking, I believe they'll probably trade back, too, because, I mean, it's such a deep draft class, and maybe they can pick up an extra one for
sure.
Next year. But, so I was thinking, and, you know, I know everybody's talking Watkins. You know, I like Mike Evans myself, but I was thinking if he's there, if he doesn't go at two, I'm thinking Craig Robinson, man. Because the guy is an absolute can't miss. He's a mauler. He's a beast. You slide Mitchell Schwartz in the right guard, you kill two birds with one stone. Then you potentially have your replacement for Thomas, you know, when the time comes for him to retire. You know what I'm saying? And then at 26, depending on whether or not Houston takes a quarterback, you know, I like Jimmy Garoppolo, man. The dude put up really good numbers. You know, he's played in cold weather. And I think, you know, if he was to learn behind Hoyer, I think it'd be real good. And then wide receiver at 35, man, Devontae Adams, man. Nobody's talking about this guy. He had 131 receiving yards last year, 1,718 receiving yards. No, 131 receptions. 1,718 receiving yards and 24 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, okay? Thoughts. Yeah, and we appreciate your insights. And I think your thought process is really in line with ours. Not that that's why I like it, but I guess that's one reason to look at it and say, hey, as we see this thing unfolding, and that's what mock drafts don't account for, is trade possibilities, or at least the ones that we're doing aren't going down those roads. But I think there is likelihood to have some kind of movement, especially with where the Browns are and with the number of picks they have. And the expectation is around the league is that they're going to at least be looking to make those kinds of moves, and whether those materialize or not, we'll see. But I think they're in such a unique position, because if we did this prior to free agency, if we had this discussion, we'd have a different view of the world as far as how they were doing things, right? So what they've done in free agency has absolutely created a core around which you can build from the draft.
Of course, and that's why we like what they did. It allows them to take the guys that they think are the best. Obviously, you're still going to go out there, and free agency is not over, by the way, but right now, if you were to say, okay, what are the positions you'd want to upgrade based on what's currently available? You at least want to bring in a quarterback to compete with Brian Hoyer. You want a number two receiver. You want a number two corner, and you want an inside linebacker. Other than that, the starting lineup and a guard and the right guard. Other than that, the starting lineup is pretty much set.
Yeah, I think for the most part it is pretty set. Yeah, you could go to battle. You could go on the field with most of what you have right now. And what do we say? There are 60 some odd players under contract. I think that you're going to get you're going to get to 90. But yeah, you've got enough starters to call yourself a team that, okay, we can get into to games with this. Now, from the draft, I'm expecting starting players to emerge, not 10. And I'm not even sure it'll be five, but it's going to be several. It's going to be somewhere between maybe three and five that do come out of it, that have to come out of it to have some prominent role. Even if they aren't full-time starters, they're going to be regulars. When you get into coverage packages, when you get into different types of looks offensively with how Kyle Shanahan wants to do some things, and those questions got to kind of answer themselves. But I think based on if they took the players you suggested in your mock draft, I would say from that group, from that, how many Browns players did you have?
Six
picked for them. I could see four of them just regularly being part of this team, if not starters, then, again, frequent appearances.
Yeah, I mean, the way
lots
that,
of downs.
Right, the way that I would look at it, obviously Watkins would immediately start opposite of Gordon. Kyle Fuller would immediately start opposite of Joe Hayden.
Yeah.
Brandon Thomas would be our starting right guard, and Scott would be the inside linebacker, at least given the chance to compete for that second inside linebacker job alongside of Carlos Dansby. Sims would be the backup, in my opinion, and the complement to Ben Tate, a different skill set, a receiver, a little bit faster, and somebody that, given the nature of Ben Tate's contract and given the nature of Ben Tate's injury history, would be a very valuable guy who maybe in 2 years, with very little tread on his tires, could take over and be your running back of the future. And obviously, you know, Thomas, getting Thomas or a Gabe Jackson, getting that kind of a guard is going to go a long way. And then you're looking at a team that feels really good, and I think that's what's good about free agency. We might see a couple minor moves here still to go, but you could feel pretty good about the team that's going to be trotted out by the Cleveland Browns this year.
Frank in Florida. How you doing, Frank?
Good, Vic. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Oh, just calling. I mean, I've heard all the stuff about Teddy Bridgewater, and I just don't see it. He's too small, and, you know, you look at the history of what we've done with quarterbacks in the draft. I mean, Spurgeon win. We don't need a quarterback at the in these early rounds.
But we haven't been good, though, either.
You want to take a flyer, we got to take a flyer later in the draft. But we have to address the offensive line. We got to be able to run the ball, something we haven't been able to do. We definitely need to get a second wide receiver next to Gordon. That's important. But I just don't see Teddy Bridgewater lasting 3 years in the league with his size. He's going to get killed. And, you know, the draft, Nathan's mock draft, most of that was good.
But
just my feeling on Teddy Bridgewater. Okay. I just don't see him lasting in the NFL. He's just too small.
All right. Well, I do concur with you. And thank you for the call, Frank. But I think in terms of where this team can get better, can continue to get better, spots other than quarterback are on the table. And I see what you're saying is that you'd rather this team focus more on the inside-out building. A lot of people do. Don in Rocky River with us now. Hello, Don.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey,
real quick, I love that Scove from Stanford.
Uh-huh.
I think he was a wrestler from Blair Academy that actually wrestled here in that quad at St. Ed's a couple years ago. But also, what about that running back? Is it Montgomery or Gaffney?
The one that I have us taken?
No, the one at Stanford. He ran 40 times plus against Oregon. And, you know, they lost some good linemen in the last couple of years between Martin and DeCastro. And so something.
You're talking about Tyler Gaffney.
Gaffney.
Yeah, Gaffney. Well, where do you see him going? And, hey, what about, you know, because we don't know, Ben's full season as a full-time starter. It wouldn't hurt to have someone in the wake, in the background. And
no, I like
that.
He's a guy who I think you could probably get maybe fourth, fifth, sixth round in that area. Solid, good senior season, 1,709 yards, 21 rushing touchdowns. So certainly good. He doesn't have anything that kind of jumps out at people. That's why. So why with his production, he's still kind of projected in that area. But I agree with you. That's why I had Charles Sims where I did. I think that if you were able to shore up some of the things that you are in the way that I have it laid out in those first few picks, you're going to have an opportunity to maybe take what I would call a luxury pick. And when you have a guy like Ben Tate, who I am very excited about, 4.7 yards a carry, number 9 in the NFL over the last 3 years, but he has missed some time. And getting a guy like Charles Sims, who is a good complement to him, by the way, because he's a different style of runner. He is a good one-cut runner, but also catches the ball. That's why I think it's important to get another running back in this draft, even though you've got Ben Tate here. Remember, he's on a 2-year deal that if Ben Tate does what Ben Tate wants to do in those 2 years, he's going to want a lot more money than he's currently playing for, and this would be a good way to transition out of that by getting it back.
Yeah, and he's good. Sims, I like his size. I mean,
he's Matt Forte. I love Matt Forte.
He's the right physical I think, make up too for the position, as is Ben Tate. So I think that's another factor in that one cut ability is something to look at. All right, we've got more coming up. I'm going to give
you're on the clock.
My mock draft next. 216-578, also 0850. Tweet us at Browns_daily. We've been getting a lot of feedback on that. Megan Rock doing the tweets throughout this show. Jason Gibbs producing. He's Nathan. I'm Vic. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.